Okay, last time we got cut off at a pasuk. Last time we're in the middle of the pasuk. We'll read the pasuk inside, and then we'll move on. The Mishnah, the Gemara was discussing again the order, the chronology of two different topics, two different discussions, just to prove that the kingdom, the way we measure the years of the kingdom of non-Jews, is based upon Tishrei and not based upon the month of Nisan. Nisan is how we measure Jews' kingdom, and that, again, that's relevant when it comes to marking down shtaros, documents, to know which document came first. So for Jews, the kingdom changes over in the month of Nisan, and for non-Jews in the month of Tishrei, again, the pasuk we quoted, we'll read the pasuk inside, the one that happened after the second time around, I'll read it inside with you right now. Okay, we'll start from the pasuk again, a few lines up from where we started last time. It's about the fifth line into the thin lines on Daf Gimel Beis. We read it last time. Quickly, we'll read it together right now. This is what Nehemiah said to the king in the month of Nisan. That word again, right? Yain lefanav ve'esasa yain. There was king. There was wine there. I took the wine. Ben el melech oisi relefanav. I never was it sad before, but this time it was. Yomli amelech madu apanecha ra'im. Why is your face all sad? You're not sick. Ain't like im ra b'leiv. Must be something's wrong. You have a pain in your heart. The ra arbe ma'od. You must be really in a lot of pain. Vamar melech amelech la'olam yichya. He gave a bracha to the king. King shall live forever. Madu le'iru panai. Why shouldn't I be sad? Asher ir beis kvaros. Abusai Chorva, Misharia Ochlu Be'esh, again, very relevant for what we are talking about in Tisha B'Av, the destruction of the temple, the Beit Hamikdash, of the pain of Yerushalayim. The city that where my ancestors are buried has been is destroyed, and its gates are consumed with fire. Yom Yamelech, Amazat Amlakesh. What do you want? The king asks. Bethlehel, okay, Hashemayim, so I dive into Hashem. And then I ask, the Omer Lamelech, Imal Amelech Tov, Imitab of the Chalef Anecha, Shetishalcheni, El Yehuda, El Yer Kvaros, Abusai. A banana. That if the king is has if I have the king's eyes, send me to the city where my ancestors are buried, to Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and I'll rebuild it. Yom LaMelech LaShegel, Yoshev says low, and the Shegel, we'll see what Shegel means very soon. Either the queen or like his partner sitting beside him. Amasayim Malecha, Matay Tashuv. When you going? When you coming back? And the king approved. King will approve it, and he sent me out, and I gave him the time, my time constraint. That was all we did last time. The proof from over here again was just that the king of the non-Jews, the month of Tishrei, is the calendar changer for what year of the reign of that king. We're now going to ask a question where it seems to be, we're going to see a king called Daryavish, and Daryavish is a non-Jewish king, and he seems to be going by the Jewish calendar date. He seems to have his years change in Nisan, and not in Tishrei. Maisi Rav Yosef asked the following question. But Yom Eshrim Barba'al HaChodesh Bashishi B'shnas Shtayim L'dar Yavish, which means it was the 24th of the 6th month. 6th month means the month of Elul. B'shnas Shtayim, the second year of Dar Yavish. Uksiv, and it says Bashvi'i, the 7th month, which is the month of Tishrei, which in theory should be the changer of the year of Dar Yavish. Ve'esrim ve'echad l'chodesh. It says in the 7th month, the 21st of the month. Now, v'im isa, if it were true that the month of Tishrei is when the calendar changes to calculate the years of non-Jewish kings, bashvi, it should have said in the 7th month, bishnas gimel mi ba'ile. That's what it needed to say. That's what it should have said. It should have said in the 3rd year of the reign of Daryavish. And therefore, the Gemara right now is questioning if Tishrei was really the calendar changer, then we see Daryavish in the 6th month, which again is Elul, and we see him in the 7th month, which is Tishrei, and the Navi Chagai does not change, does not recalibrate the year of his reign, meaning it sounds like it was still the same year counting of his reign. But how could that be? He's a non-Jewish king. Non-Jewish kings change their calendar in the month of Tishrei. And we just passed Tishrei with no calendar change. I'm about 8 lines from the bottom of Gilm Omaviz. I'm Rabbi Yavo, Koresh Melech Kasher Hayim. The Pichach Manu Lo B'mal Kimalcha Yisrael. Koresh was a good king. He was a kosher king. And therefore, they gave him the counting of the Jewish kings. He was good to the Jews, and therefore they counted him like he was a Jewish king. And the month of Nisan is the month that they also turned his calendar over to his next year. Now, again, just what was he good with? So we'll see later on. The Gemara is going to describe that he assisted and he encouraged the Jews to build the base of Mikdash. So he was considered a good king, a kind king to the Jews. Now, Masna of Joseph asked the following question. Chad, number one, Deim came kashu kri adadi. We now have a seeming contradiction. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, V'shitzei beisa dana ad yom tlasal yerach adar, which means they finished the base of Mikdash, this base of Mikdash, the third day of the month of Adar, Deushnashis l'malchus, Malchus Daryavish, Malka. It was the sixth year of the king of Daryavish, the kingdom of Daryavish, the king. Vitanya, and it was taught, but also Zman l'shana haba, the same time period, the following year, is when Allah Ezra Bibagel, the Galuso Imo, that Ezra came with a lot of people who were exiled a year later. Again, this was in the time of Adar, so a year later would be already time of Adar, let's say. Or according to Rashi, it was really close to the time of Nisan. And he brought up a lot of people with him a year later. Uksiv, and it says, Vayavo Yerushalayim, they got to Yerushalayim when? B'chodesh HaChamishi, the month of Av. So it took a number of months to travel. If I got to Yerushalayim the month of Av, Hishnas Hashviyis L'melech. Uh-oh. It says the seventh year of the kingdom. Well, one second. If a year and a little bit ago, in other time, it was the sixth year of Daryavish, that means you have Nisan a month later, and then a whole year later till the next month of Av should be the eighth year of Daryavish, not the seventh year, assuming that Nisan is the calendar date, like the Jewish kings. Being Isa, if it were true that Daryavish was a good king, and therefore he should have the months changing over, the kingdom changing over in the month of Nisan. Well, month of Nisan over here passed, and we didn't change it over only because the month of Tishrei passed. Again, it went from Adar, and then about a year and a half later, the month of Av, and it was the sixth year by Adar, and we call it the seventh year by Av. Now, if we said Tishrei was the time when it changes, that makes a lot of sense. But if we said it was Nisan because he was a good king, like we treat him like a Jewish king, well, then we seem to be off a year. So this is the eighth year, the Isa, Shnas HaShmiz Nibayelev. That's question number one we have. If we treat him like a Jewish king as far as the calendar dates go, then it doesn't make so much sense that we're not changing the calendar 2 years worth. Again, Adar till a year plus later in Av should be two calendar years of the king. Because according to Jewish kings, even though Daryavish was not a Jewish king, we suggest that he was good to the Jews, and therefore we gave him Jewish-like treatment as far as the years go. Well, a year plus means you have two Nisans since that sixth year of his reign. It should have been the eighth year of his reign. But we see over here, we call it the seventh year of his reign. Now that makes a lot of sense. Once again, if you call Tishrei the years when the non-Jewish kings, including Daryavish, changed their calendar. So that's question number one. Vod, and question number two, furthermore, me dummy, how can you even compare the discussion? Rabbi Vod explained above, what did he say? Oh, Koresh was a good king, so we treat him like the Jewish kings as far as Nisan and not Tishrei. But we're talking about Koresh. Hasam Koresh, ha'achad Daryavish. You're talking about Koresh being a king, but the Navi was referencing Daryavish's kingdom, not Koresh's kingdom. So why are you telling me Koresh was a good king, and therefore should be treated like the Jews, that the Navi described Daryavish, not Koresh? So as we've seen already, the Gemara, we know that there's times when you have certain kings have certain names, we get multiple names they have. And the Gemara over here says, that's what happened in our case also. Tan, it was taught, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who Arsach Shasta. I got much better in that one. So we have Koresh in the same person as Daryavish, and the same person as Artaxasta. Now, why was he having all these different names? So Koresh, we call him Koresh because it was Melech Kasher Haya. Koresh is the same letter as the word Kasher. So we gave him the name Koresh to show and demonstrate that he was a good king, the Jewish people. Artaxasta al Shem Malchuso. This name, Artaxasta, that was because that was relevant to his kingdom he ruled over. I mentioned last time, like the word Paro was the name we give all Egyptian kings. So Artaxasta was the name we give all these the Persian kings. Umashmo, but his real name was what? Daryashmo. Okay, what do you got? I'm practical with this.
I know just because like Daryavish treated the Jews like nicely, why does it like really matter at the end of the day if we give him the same like time frame of
respect. Just because we give him respect, that's giving respect. If we treat him like a brother of ours, treat him like one of our own, so he feels honored by that. I mean, again, we know the people, they would know based upon documentation that we had, the way that the kings were calculated. So if Daryavish knew that we treated him the way we treated our own, that would be a real compliment to he'd feel like, again, like one of the brothers, one of our own.
Is that really the way of like treating him? Like, I mean, I feel like you can do more justice treating him nicely than through what just telling, saying, "Oh, he served as king for this longer period of time." Like,
one more time, say again.
I mean, can't you do better justice to him rather than just saying, "Okay, we're gonna treat his time period of being king like measured in length the same?"
I'm sure they showed him a lot more love besides that, but he even got to the state when we even gave him Jewish treatment, which again, for a Jew to do to a non-Jew is a tremendous amount of cover we gave him. Yeah, Dad, what do you got? Dad, you're muted. You're muted, Pops. You're muted.
Was he a king of only Yerushalayim, only what we consider Israel at the time?
No, or was he a king? He was a tremendous amount of places.
So my question then becomes, the reign of a king is not a function of what the Jews decided it would be. It's the reign of the king depending upon and decided upon by the way they, quote unquote, do business.
Right, but when we write our documents, we write it according to however we want to reference it. We want to make sure that we have our documentation in a consistent and constant way so we know which documents happen first. But I can measure any way I want as long as I'm consistent.
Got it. So in other words, that's the way we measure it, not necessarily the way he might have been measured other countries, et cetera. Okay, exactly. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, one second. I'll take a picture for – so, Gabe, you have the picture ready from last time, Gabe, the one I gave you. We're about to get the next one more, but I'll send it to you right now, that picture as well. One second. Sorry. Okay. Back in the Gemara. We're two lines from the back, from the bottom. Versus Mikol Malkum Kasha. We still have a problem. Again, we answered one question. What's that? Sorry? You got it? Okay. We answered one question. One question we answered was Daryavish instead of Koresh. So we said, yeah, because Daryavish was another name for him. He was a good king. He was a king Kasher. Koresh, Kasher, same letters. That's why we give him that name. But we still have another problem because we still have a Kasha. And that if you look, on one hand, we counted, we said that we treat Daryavish like a Jewish king as far as the counting of the kingdom goes. We count him like the month of Nisan. But now we just proved to you, we count him like the month of Tishrei, like all non-Jewish kings. So, Amar Bitzlak Lo Kasha, that's not a difficulty either. Kan Kodem Sheyichmitz, Kan La'acha Sheyichmitz. One was before he turned sour, which means he went bad. One was after he turned sour. The one before he turned sour was the first one that we had. When we made the change of the months, like it was Nisan. That was the original of Mars recorded, the original Pesukim recorded. And then later on in his lifetime, and we'll soon see when it happened, what took place, later on, he turned back into, not back into, he turned into an evil king and not a nice king for the Jews. And therefore, he lost that status of counting him like the Jewish kings. Yeah, Pops, what do you got? I don't know if you're talking, Dad, but if you're on mute still.
What does that do to your counting when in the middle of your counting you change your goalpost, so to speak?
Excellent question. Meaning, how do I now calculate once I change everything around? So I assume there had to have been a certain time, again, in order to keep consistency with all the documents, when you had to like kind of like put a, you know, an end to the document and said, okay, from now on, we're moving over to a certain time period. Good question. Otherwise, we'd have these confusing documents that could have been the wrong dates because we kind of changed our time period. It's an excellent question. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Master of Kana. Rav Kana is going to challenge us. Umihichmitz. Who says that Daryavish ever got bad? Well, see what it says in the Pasuk, describing some of the later years of Daryavish, when he was kind of still in charge. It says, he quotes the Pasuk in the end of in Ezra. It says, Umachashchan ubnei torin v'dachrin v'imrin lalon l'ala shmaya chantin melach chamar umashach. K'ma'amar kanaya div Yerushalayim l'hu misyahev lehem yom b'yom day lo shalu. Which means, this is when he sent a letter, Daryavish did, with Ezra to tell the leaders in Yerushalayim, umar chashkan, whatever they need, chashkan is like the need, whatever, sarash kamash chafetzim, whatever they need, ubnei torin, whether it be bulls, dichrin, rams, imrin, sheep, la'alone, to offer as a korban ola, la'Allah Shmaya, to the God in heaven, chantin, wheat, melach, salt, chamar, wine, mashach, oil, kimamar, kanaya, dibushlaim, whatever the Quran Yushlaim tell you, misyaivlem, give to them, yom yom, every day, day lo shalu, without fail, don't ever disappoint them. Meaning, Daryavish sent much later in his kinging career, a letter that seems very positive, very upbeat, very generous to the Jewish people. So where do you see any level of turning bad, turning sour? It sounds like he was rock solid the whole way through. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi, he's now talking to Rav Kahana. He says, Rabbi, Rav Kahana, mitzuncha, from your bundle, which means from your proof. What you brought as a proof, I'm going to show you, is really actually a source. Right now we're in the fifth line, in Daf Aleph Aleph, is really a source. That's how he got bad. Dilahon, again, it says in the rest part of the pasuk, Dilahon mehakravin nichochin al shmaya, for give to them to offer nichoach, to offer nice smelling korbanos to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, umatzalyan lechai malka ubnoi, and they should daven for the king's life and for his children's life. So yeah, he offered a lot of things. He offered a lot of encouraging words to the leaders in Yerushalayim. He encouraged them to listen to the Kohanim, but he did it for his own interests. He told them, by the way, while you're there, I want you to daven for me and for my family. That's how he kind of he pitched it. Therefore, we're saying, from the pasuk itself that you're quoting how generous it seems to be, it's called being selfish. It's not generous. You ever know what do you got?
I don't get how back then so many of the non-Jews like believed in Hashem and the power of Hashem, but didn't convert or didn't do any of that. Like, really asking.
Even the Jews back then, if you remember the Jews back then, a lot of the stories read over Tisha B'Av, and we didn't read so much this year because of the Kinos, maybe some of you listen to Kinos online, but a lot of the Jews who believed in God still did Avodah Zarah. They still, Avodah Zarah was like a very rampant desire, like the way people have desires for women. So it was worse back then for Avodah Zarah than for women even. And the proof is because the Chazal davened to take away the Avodah Zarah desire because it was the worst desire that they had. So I know it's hard for us to appreciate, but people recognize God as strength, and they still weren't, listen, Bilam, he spoke to God, he was a Navi, and he still was he used his power to try to hurt Jewish people. He wasn't serving God, he just was obedient to God. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says right now, he wasn't doing it for a generous, he wasn't being nice, he wanted his own. He got his own benefits out of it. Says the Gemara, Uman David Hachi Lav Mal Yasu. Someone who does that, it's not considered positive. It's not a good thing if they have ulterior motives. About time we learn a Brisa. HaOmer Sel Azulut Stucka Mishul Sheyichu Banai Mishul Sheesker BaLechayim Olamaba. I raise a tzadi gomer. The person gives a sell, which is a type of amount of money. This amount of money I'm giving to Stucka so that my children will live long lives, or so I will get Olamaba. It's for ulterior motives. What do we say? He's a tzadi gomer. The mitzvah is appreciated. There's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to get stuck up for the sake of a refuah shleima, for a long arichas yamim. So why are we sitting hating on Daryavish for also wanting a piece of the pie himself to daven for him as well? It's allowed. It's allowed. If not, is it allowed? If you still tzadik the gamur. Mark says, lo kasha. That's not a difficulty. Kan v'Yisrael, kan bo v'chavim. It depends. Is it a Jew doing it or a non-Jew? Now, what's the reason why we differentiate like that? So Rashi here explains, and when it comes to Jews, if they do something with shame, they're someone living a long life, that person, Nebuch, dies early. Nebuch. Lo aleinu. So they say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world. And I don't know why you did it, but, Baruch, Diana, Met, let's say, whatever it would be. But a non-Jew who would give, so he would say, what a ridiculous thing. Who's this God you I gave to? I can't believe, as the Rashi explains over here. You know, the Jews would say it must be something we did wrong. We had avonos, we had crimes, and Hashem is giving me kapara, and we embrace it. The non-Jews would be like, forget about it. Why are we even doing it in the first place? So for us to do it this way and to say we have ulterior motives, but we know in the end of Hashem doesn't listen to us, we're still makabel. So that's how the government still. We'd like these things, but it's not dependent on those things. But for a non-Jew, they do certain actions. They don't believe in God like we do. Again, when I asked earlier, they believe in the strength of God, but they're not obedient to God. They're not following God. And if something goes wrong, they're not going to just like, it must be my fault. It must be that I didn't do something right. And for that reason, when they do it, it's not considered a proper act because they shouldn't put it dependent on anything else. Okay. So we've now brought down one example of where we see that he went bad. So he obviously went bad later on in life because he made it a dependent on, he gave people, he gave them the rights to use and offer for bundles based on mikdash. But he also wanted a piece of the pot. He also wanted them to daven on his behalf. That's one shot as to where he went wrong. We're going to bring now a few other examples of maybe what things he could have done wrong. He buys Ema, and some say, we know that he actually went off and he became sour. Tichsiv, nidbachin di even galal tlasa, v'nidbach di'a chadas, v'nifkasa min beis malka tisahev, which means, nidbachin are rose. He says, make the even galal, which are marble rose, meaning the base should be built with marble rose, three of them, tlasa. And you should make the as wood. You should have a row of wood, a chadat, which means chadash, a new row of wood should be built as well. And I want you to take the expenses out of the king's treasury. That's what he said. That's what I want you to say. Have to give over. So over here, the Yavish was offering to even pay for some of the base of Mikra's building. So that sounds like a nice thing. Why is that a sign of him going stout? Lamay the Abel Hach, because why did he build it this way? Sabar, he thought the following thing. Imardu bi Yudai, if the Jews mardu, if they rebel against me, Ikalya benura, I will burn it with fire. Ikalya, to burn it benura with fire. So he put into the base of Mikdash wood. He put in a wood row, wood structure that would allow, if they ever rebelled, he would have an easy way to burn it down, to destroy the base of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, one second. That's why you think he went off? Shlomo, Atu Shlomo lo Adrachi, did Shlomo not do the same thing? Did Shlomo not also have wood in the base of Mikdash? Vaksim, it says in the Pasuk in Malachim, Shosha Turei Gajus, again, three rows of hewn stone, the Tur Kirsus Arazim, and one row of cut cedar. So we see over here that Shlomo also had wood, cedar wood, as part of the building of Beis Hamikdash. So Shlomo definitely didn't do that for the purpose of burning it down at any point in time. So it seems like it was not done to dafka burn down. Why are we assuming the worst from Daryavish? Gemara says Shlomo aved milmala, the iu aved milmata. Shlomo had it built on top of the stone pieces, the iu, but Daryavish had it built on the bottom of the stone pieces, which means if you burn it down, the whole thing would collapse afterwards. Shlomo shake bibinyana. Shlomo had it sunken into the building. V'iyu lo shake bibinyana. He had it like sticking out of the building to make it easy access to destroy. Shlomo saje bisida. Shlomo, he plastered it with lime, which makes it not flammable, the wood that is. Ihu lo saje bisida. But he, the king, did not plaster it with lime. So we see Shlomo was very protective of the wood, that it shouldn't be a cause of losing anything, of destroying it. And Daryavish Dafka actually had it as an escape clause in case they ever needed to destroy the base of Mikdash. They had their way to do so right now. Maybe that's where we see that Daryavish went off and became a little sour as a king. Okay, Viter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, if he came Rav Yitzchak. Another shot as to how we know maybe he went off. Minal di ichmitz. Me'acha, from the following pasuk. Vayomer li hamelech v'ashegel, Yosheves etzlo. Says that the king said to me, and he had his shegel sitting next to him. Now, shegel, we had a word quoted earlier. It means like someone that you have relations with, like a partner. You could often, we'll see what it means in general, but it's usually a sexual connotation of someone that he was with, a person that he was with, his partner, let's say. So the king with his partner sat next to him. My shegel, what is that partner referring to? Says the Gemara. I'm right in the middle of Dalam Aleph. I'm a Rava Bar Lema. Mishmei, the Rav, Rabba, the son of Lema, says the name of Rav, Kalbasa. It was referring to a dog. He had relations. His interest, sexual interest, was that of a dog. El Meata, that's what Shegel Miji says. That's where he knew he went off. How did he know he went off? Because he was sleeping with animals. And Rashi points out over here, even the Shubis with Noach, even the Noachide have a prohibition with sleeping with animals. They're only allowed to sleep with people, not with animals. So over here we said that he made his, he slept in a bed with an animal for sexual reasons. That's how we know that he went off. The Gemara now is going to challenge the word shegel actually means animals. Is that true? We're going to bring another psukim. Again, it's not such a common word, but the words do come up each time we're going to quote right now. If it means an animal, it's a very strange thing for an animal to do, for a dog to do. Says the Gemara, El Me'ata, Hadassim says, Daniel, Va'al Marosh Maya, he's from Mamt. Ulamai Naya, Di Beise, I see you, Kadamach. The aunt, Rav Ravanach, again, Shagaltach, Ulachanasach, Chamra Shisin Behon, which means, Al Marosh Maya, he's from Mamt, which means you elevate yourself above the God, above the king, the master of the world, of God. And again, it's referring over here of taking the kingdom of the base of Mikdash. And the Mayanai is the kalim, the vessels of the house of the base of Mikdash. They brought in front of you. But Ant, you, Rav Ravanayach, and your nobles, Shekaltech, and the one that you slept with, Ulachantech, and your concubines, which I guess is also who you sleep with, Cham Rashisabon, you drank wine out of those vessels of the base of Mikdash. You took the base of Mikdash kalim. You drank, not referring to Daryavish, but we see the word Shegel in this context, the Ishegel Kalvasa, and if Shegel would mean a dog, Shegel Kalvasahi, Kalvasa Bas Mishasiach Hamrahi, do dogs drink wine? Dogs don't drink wine. It can't be that it meant a dog. And therefore, we thought originally the word Shegel, we didn't know what it meant, we said it meant a female dog. Says who it means that? Other places, the same word appears, like in Sefer Daniel, it doesn't make sense to mean that it was a female dog. Female dogs, or any dog for that matter, don't drink wine. Mar said, hello, Kasher, not a difficulty. That they trained it, and it drank wine. It can be trained, and it was trained. And therefore, it's able to drink as well. So the Gemara here is assuming, that in fact, you were able to train a dog to drink wine, and the word shekel, again, means wine. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got? Sorry, means a dog. And therefore, that's what we're suggesting, that Daryavish went off, went bad, he went sour. That sounds like he was having relations with an animal. Yeah, Aaron.
So right now we're just trying to prove why it switched from like referring to him in the countings of the Jewish kings to non-Jewish kings. And now we're saying why it's bad.
Right, you say he went bad. Now we're trying to prove, yeah. Where do you know he went bad from? We told a nice story about him. No, he said, no, that was selfish, and selfish for non-Jews like that, but different than selfish for Jews like that. We have the story was that maybe he wanted to have the base of Mikdash be built in a certain way. You can destroy it if you need to. And then we told him another story that maybe he was sleeping with a dog, and we're now discussing: is that true? Is this shekel really mean a dog? And we challenge him. We said, yeah, it could be. It still could be.
But even if like, I mean, wouldn't we say that he would be counted like Jewish kings because he was good to Israel? If he's acting like a behemoth in his own, like, closed doors, like, how does that affect
the Jewish people? That's a question that's very relevant for nowadays, actually. It's a good question. You could have a president that's very good to the country of Israel, but still be acting in a way that's not, a way we'd be proud of. We want to put on our walls as a mentor of ours, a role model of ours. I don't want to get political over here, but I am in Israel, so I appreciate a lot of what happens, in the country, but certainly, I'd imagine we wouldn't, we wouldn't raise, even though the country does try to give a lot of cover to the president, something that I would not want my kids to follow suit in most, not everything that he does. So, it's a good question, but it's
not. You said that.
Yeah, what's that?
I thought you said that he's not following Shevet Mizrach Noach.
Correct, but he is doing good things to Israel, they're saying still. But you're obviously right, meaning if a person's not doing that, he's not following the rules of God, even if he's very nice to the Jewish people, we can't put him on a pedestal like that. We're not able to. It would be wrong to do that. It would be called chanifa, flattery that was undeserved and inappropriate. So once he breaks one of the big Noahide laws that I was pointing out, that would seem to knock him out of the ability to be given this treatment. Good point. Yeah. Okay, back in the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Again, another puzzle right now we're going to bring down. Another puzzle we're going to show you that that the word Shegel does not seem to be a dog. El Miata, Dichsiv, Venos Malachim, Yikur Secha. That the daughters of the princesses will honor you. Mitzvah Shegel, Imincha, they will stand a Shegel to your right. Vivkesem Ophir. With a Ophir jewelry, with beautiful golden jewelry. The Shegel Kalbasahi, and it's written over here in Tehillim. And if Shegel is referring to an animal, Ma'ikam Vasahu Navi Yisrael, what is the Navi saying? You'll have a dog to your right side? What is that supposed to be telling us? If a man, like, your loved one, you know, your spouse. That's one thing. But what is? Why would it tell you that there's a dog to your right side? It must be shekel doesn't mean a dog. I said, no, Achim, it means a dog. What does it mean to say, though? It means, Bishar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael, Kishagel of Ovechavim, the same way that for the schar that we get, that we that Torah is so beloved to us, like a dog is, like an inappropriate relationship would be for the Ovechavim, that same level. So that's what we get rewarded. Zachisem the Kesem Ophir. That's how we merit to have a Kesem Ophir, this very precious golden Ophir jewelry. So again, it doesn't mean dog. We're saying it means dog, but it means dog that because we treat the Torah like, and the dog doesn't mean literally a dog here. It means like the pleasures of the world, physical pleasures of the world. We treat the Torah like physical, as beloved to us as the non-Jews treat physical pleasures of the world. That's how we can get this extra special reward. Okay, so now we've explained two examples that shegel sounded like it meant something like a dog that was not a good thing, not a holy thing, and it was not a dog. We said no, it still can mean a dog, and therefore once again, it really he was hichmit, he was soured by being with an animal. You can say the olam shegel malchusahi. Really, shegel doesn't mean dog; it means your queen. It means a queen. Normally, we talked two other cases that shegel could mean queen. The rest where the drinking wine was the queen, and here Bnos Malachim and standing next to you was your queen. That would make much more sense. It really means queen. But the case we had earlier with Daryavish, Rabbi Bar Lema, Gemara Gamrila, Rabbi Bar Lema, who was talking about Daryavish, who said it meant a dog. Yeah, in that case it meant a dog because he had a Mesorah. Gemara Gamrila means he had a Mesorah that it meant a dog. But really, it normally means queen. So when you show me other examples, there it means queen. But this one case Daryavish, it actually meant a dog. So either way, we gave another example of a Dayavish doing something wrong was being with an animal. Well, if that's the case, Marzo here, sorry, the Gemara now has another, by my car, let's check, why then do we use the name dog to describe what usually we call a word that's a queen? Usually this word means queen. Why are we now calling it a dog? Shaisa Chaviva loved Kishego. He called it a dog because he loved his dog. Sorry, he loved his dog like people love their wife, their queen. Inami, or alternatively, Shoshiva Makum Shego. He put the dog in a place where the queen normally goes, which is his own bed. And that's why we gave it that name of being Shegel, even though Shegel usually means a queen. And here we're saying it means a dog. Okay, finally, the last one over here that we see of where we find maybe how the Yavish could have gone off. Meya umelach dilo kasa v'gomer. Over here, Daryavish again is about a parak after the top one we have in this Amud, where we had a whole list of whatever they need, give it to him. And here he's giving them limitations. He says, give them 100 pieces of kesa, of silver. Give them 100, core units of wheat. Give them 100 units of wine. Give them 100 units of oil. Give them as much melach, as much salt as they need. So Meikara below Kitsusa, originally he gave them, again, the very top of our Amud, he gave them unlimited, whatever they need, give them whatever they need. There was no limit on it. And all of a sudden over here now, Bahasha Bikitsusa, now he's giving them limitations, restrictions. Must be that he went sour. He limited now. It used to be unlimited, now it's limited. Says the Gemara, that's not a good proof. Maybe originally he didn't know how much they would need to give limits. That's why he said whatever they need. But now he's a better understanding what it's going to entail. And it wasn't that he was a rush, so he didn't go bad. He just had a better understanding of what was going on around him. So the Gemara says here, El Mechavarta Kedashim Meikar. Rather, it's clear the answer we gave earlier are all proofs that he seems to have gone off. So Daryavish, in the end, we say either because he asked to be prayed for himself, it was selfish, or he built a basic way he could easily be burned down, or he slept with an animal. Those are all proofs that the Rebbe may have gone off, and therefore, based upon that, we're going to assume and argue that that really he deserved to not be treated like a Jewish king anymore. Just give me a few more minutes, we'll do the last few lines, and we'll stop. We'll get to the top of the next Amud. We'll regalim, which are the holidays. Why do we need a Rosh Hashanah for holidays? Regalim, and we said, what was the holiday? What was the new year for regalim? Is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Regalim be'echa b'nisanu, chamishasa b'nisanu. if you want to say it's Pesach, because there is no regal on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it should be the fifth of Nisan, not the first day of Nisan. Amrav Chizda, regal Shabbo, Rosh Hashanah, regal Shabbo, Rosh Hashanah, Lirigolim. The regal on that Shabbo, in that month of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. So not really Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the wrong thing, it means Nisan. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Why? For Pesach, which is a Nisan. Now, what does that mean? Who cares that it's Rosh Hashanah for Regalim? What does that do for anything? We're still here to tell you why it matters. Nafkamina l'noder l'mekem aleh b'bal ta'acher. Rabbi Shimoni. The reason why it matters is if a person makes a neder to bring something to the base of Mikdash, we're going to establish the month, the holiday of Pesach in Nisan to be the time period regarding bal ta'acher. Bal ta'acher means you cannot delay. There's an isra prohibition of not paying up your debts at the right time. And therefore, Nisan, or really Pesach, is the time, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a person has to pay up his debts. It's time of the Nebraisa, Echad anoder, ve'echad amachish, ve'echad marich. Whether you were noder, I promise to get X amount of money, or you were machish a certain object to the base of Mikdash, or you were marich, you said erich, the person's value, whatever this person's value is to the base of Mikdash, I want to give that amount to the base of Mikdash. So whatever you mean, you owe something. Kevan she'avru alav gimel regalim over bal ta'acher. Once three regalim pass, any three regalim sounds like in the Tanakhama, any three regalim pass, you're over the isra of bal ta'acher. But Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not any three. Pa'amim gimel, pa'amim dalet, pa'amim chamisha. Sometimes it could be three, sometimes it could be four, sometimes it could even be five. It could even be three, four, or five regalim that pass before you're over the isra of bal ta'acher. Ketzad, how does that work? So neder lefnei Pesach. If you make a neder before Pesach,
hey, Rob, did you skip a line?
Sorry, someone say that you're not. Sorry, yeah.
Did you skip a line?
Did I skip a line?
Yeah. Omar Gimel Regalim.
Thank you. Rabbi Shimon Omar Gimel Regalim Kisidran the Chagamatos Tchila. Very good. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll just check, make sure you guys paying attention. Anan, you win. Anyways, there were three regalim that have to be done in a certain order in order to be over Baal Ta'acher, and the first one of those three's got to be Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Yochai also said, regalim, regarding the Isra Baal Ta'acher of not paying out your debts in time, regarding the regal, pa'amim gimel, pa'amim dal, pa'amim chamisha. You can have times when three regalim passed, sometimes four regalim passed, sometimes even five regalim passed, before you're over the Isra of Baal Ta'acher, of not to delay your promises to the Beis HaMikdash. Kate said, how would that work? So neder lefnei Pesach, and made a neder before Pesach. So then you have three regalim, gimel, because you have that Pesach, that Shavuos, and then at Sukkot, you're a golem, and after Sukkot, then you will be over the Isser. Lifnei Atzeret, before Shavuos, then you have five. You have Shavuos, Sukkot, and then starting from the beginning, Rabbi Shimon would say, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. So Pesach is always the first one where it starts to count from. And if therefore, if you made an edger before, after Pesach, then the first two golem don't count towards your three of Baal Ta'acher, which starts only from Pesach. And finally, if Ne'echag, Arba. And if it was before Sukkot time, they have to get through Sukkot, which is one. And then the cycle of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We'll stop over here. We're about to get knocked off, so come back on if you have a question.